AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Later today, President Biden will announce new crime-fighting measures with the focus on law-breaking gun dealers. This is Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Yes, there needs to be reforms of police systems across the country. The president is a firm believer in that. But there are also steps he can take as president of the United States to help address and hopefully reduce that crime. A big part of that, in his view, is putting in place gun safety measures using, even as Congress is not moving forward currently, using the bully pulpit, but also using levers at his disposal.
The president is also trying to boost efforts to reform policing following a year of mass demonstrations and public anguish sparked by killings by police officers, most notably of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's not worried. President Biden is not expected to reach his goal of 70% of Americans fully vaccinated by the 4th of July.
It was never the goal line or the end game. We wanted to and will go well beyond that as we get past the 4th of July into the summer. So I think we better be careful. We shouldn't say, well, you didn't reach this number on this date, therefore it's failed.
On NBC's Today Show, Fauci says he's worried about variants of the virus and the risk to people who are not vaccinated. A U.S. official says satellite images show Iran likely conducted a failed launch of a satellite-carrying rocket in recent days and now appears to be preparing to try again. Iran's telecommunications minister denies it, but offered no explanation for the activity at an Iranian spaceport. A new AP-NORC poll finds about half of Democrats want the U.S. to do more to support the Palestinians in the Middle East. Conservative Republicans want even greater support for the Israelis. The Supreme Court ruled a Pennsylvania public school wrongly suspended a cheerleader over a vulgar social media post. Brandy Levy did not make the varsity squad and vented on Snapchat. This is AP News. One of London's oldest shops closes its doors tomorrow.
Everyone is very sad. We've had people in tears in the shop. You know, everybody realizes that there aren't many shops like us left in London.
Hugh Taylor is co-owner of Arthur Beals in the heart of London. The landlord is selling the building, and Taylor says the pandemic was devastating for them. There's a lot to clean out.
150 years worth of artifacts, catalogues, bits of equipment, so it's going to be a pretty massive exercise.
The shop has survived through major events, including the London Plague, the Spanish Flu pandemic, the Great Fire of London, and two world wars.
The flavour and the excitement and the sort of the rich tapestry of London, it is disappearing to be replaced by bland brands. And I think that's the worry.
Taylor says Arthur Beals will continue online. The shop sells all sorts of equipment for boats, from ropes to sailor shoes. Ed Donahue, AP News.